This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Henin, who is on a ferry heading to Ellis Island as we speak in New York City. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at the Medora Christmas, the Medora Musical. First hour gave some dates, and I had old copy. I hate when I have old copy. But due to some COVID protocols, some shows have been canceled or rescheduled. So I just want to give them to you quick. If you go to Medora.com, that's where you buy your tickets and get the updated schedule. But the next show is going to be the 14th, coming up on Tuesday in Wahpeton. Then the 15th, we go to Jamestown, 16th in Park Rapids, Minnesota, down to the Twin Cities on the 17th, 18th, for a few shows there. And then the tour continues on. We'll be in Valley City wrapping things up on the 20th of December. But some different shows have been canceled. But I would just say, if you really want to go, which is a great show, go to Medora.com, look at the updated schedule and the thing. That's where you can get your tickets. And if you have tickets for shows that have been canceled, Medora.com is where you would get the info on how to get the refund done. So that's where you go, Medora.com. And I'll just wait till summer and go out and play the bully pulpit and go hang out, do a little pitchfork steak fondue.
That's
my thing.
Now you're talking.
The Christmas show is so great, though. But Medora.com to get the updates.
Picante salsa and Ellis Island. Scotty's going over to Ellis Island. Welcome back to the show. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for Scott Henin. As Kevin had just mentioned, always great to have you with us. We've got a bunch of phone callers you want to get to, so thank you for staying with us. A couple things I want to share with you real quick, and we'll get to these calls. One is, guess what, gentlemen?
What, Chris Berg?
In my hands, I've got some tickets to tomorrow night's Bison basketball game. I've got two seats that are courtside, thanks to Collier's and Gary Johnson.
I'm sorry. I left those in there.
And I've got two seats
somewhere
else.
Right there.
So if anybody wants tickets to the Bison game tomorrow night, courtside or somewhere else, just call and let Kevin know or let him know at GCN, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. We'd love to have you go and enjoy some Bison basketball. Also, good friend of mine
Are you going to give those tickets away?
Yes.
Right now?
Right now. Anyone who wants them, call in, and Kevin can work out some game if you want to have a game. And
don't talk to me. I'm calling in.
But we just had a great phone call about checking to see if you've got antibodies, and then a person said that they weren't doing it or it was too expensive. And so thank you, Pat. Texted me and said Downtown Chiropractic in Moorhead. So Downtown Chiropractic in Moorhead will do an antibody test for you and tell you whether you've had it or not. $75, instant results. So again, if you want to go find out if you've got natural immunity, which is better than the other kind, okay, according to science, and I know St. Fauci represents science, and natural immunity, according to many, many studies, is actually better than the other kind. So again, Downtown Chiropractic in Moorhead, if you want the antibody test, and on line one, we've got a lucky winner to the Bison tickets. Congratulations, he or she. What do you have for us?
Are these our courtside seats?
Courtside seats.
My name is Phil.
Hi, Phil. Is this Phil Hansen?
No, it's Phil Miller.
Phil Miller. Congratulations.
Phil Miller. Phil Miller. Phil yeah. Name is
I love the Bison. Yeah. Can you hook me up?
We've got you hooked up, Phil Miller. So
well, they're on to me.
Well done. I think we are. Let's get to the phone calls here. All right, let's go to Gary. You've been on hold for a while. We appreciate it. Gary in the cafe. Am I saying that correctly? Gary, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Cafe. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing outstanding, sir. How are you?
I wanted to call in. This is a situation that is affecting and will affect a number of our farmers and ranchers as well as, I don't know if we have much, I don't think we have much in the way of greenhouses in North Dakota, but greenhouse people, horticultural operations, swine and poultry operations, feedlots, commercial beekeepers. But currently, many of our agricultural producers in the state and the surrounding four states that also, or three states that also hear this program need to set up and take note. If you've been getting H-2A program foreign agricultural workers from South Africa, right now you cannot get your people. They cannot come here. What we're learning and being told, and this has to do with this Omicron COVID variant, which my information directly from South Africa is, yes, this thing is very mild. Nobody is dying of it. Few or nobody is being hospitalized. But granted, we need to take a good look at it and be careful. But also grant that these people can't come here anyway right now or in the future unless they have their vaccinations for COVID and they test negative within 24 hours of leaving South Africa and flying to the United States. Now, what we need to do, what we're being told, let me fill you in on that first, that nothing is going to be done or discussed till after the 1st of January. So, okay, now, we know people have South Africans that are due here already, and they can't get them. We can't be fooling around and waiting. What happened, and I'm afraid this will happen again, that January will become February, will become
yep.
March, will become April, and on. In 2020, in my business, we were put out of business. Our people were supposed to be here in the United States by the 1st of March. We never, despite hours on the phone, with the congressional delegation, and in spite of things they were told, which turned out to be lies, we never could get our people here till the 15th of June. We were essentially put out of business. I'm seeing this going to happen again. Now, this time it's going to affect a lot more of our farmers and ranchers than it did previously, if this thing is not fixed and fixed very soon. About 70% of the farmers using foreign workers in North Dakota are using South Africans. And what I'm urging everybody that is one of these employers in the four-state listening area is to immediately get on the phone, contact your entire congressional delegation, and put the pressure on for them to put the pressure on the State Department to get serious on this thing and get what we call the NIE, which stands for National Interest Exemption, to get that reinstated for these South African workers.
Gary, outstanding phone call. Thank you for reminding me of what's going on here in the Great States. I talked to a lot of people that love having these South Africans come and work, and they do an incredible job. They love being in North Dakota. Like, they fit our culture here, and I'm not going to put on a tinfoil hat here, and it's pretty interesting to me from the standpoint that the Omicron was actually found in other nations prior to South Africa, and yet now we've obviously stopped travel with South Africa and I think seven other African nations, when, as you just mentioned from the get-go, this is mild. The person that found it says no one's being hospitalized in South Africa. It's like they get maybe a runny nose and a tickly throat or something, not a big deal, and yet here we are shutting down a very valuable labor pathway to the Midwest and food production. So,
well, it's actually all over the United States. You know, and I don't know what the latest count is, but here a couple days ago, wasn't it that it's been detected in 16 or 17 states already?
It has.
Here.
Yes.
So it's already here. So, Yeah, I can understand. Let's take a close look at this. Make sure it's as mild as all the reports indicate. But, you know, the bureaucracy moves at two speeds, slow and slower.
Yes.
And
Gary, I apologize, sir. We're going to come up on a break here. What business were you in? Have you now reinstated your business, or are you still out of business because of this lack of labor?
Well, right now we may be forced out of business again. We're still trying to catch up from the damage done in 2020 when we went through this. Essentially, we got work left over from 2020 we're trying to catch up on.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, the rug is being pulled
Gary,
out from under us again.
And Gary, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it very, very much. And please heed his words. Contact your congressional delegation, all of them, the U.S. senators, the congressmen, and tell them, hey, we've got to get this handled to continue to bring this labor force into the United States of America, specifically our communities. More phone calls from you when we come back to What's on Your Mind Radio.
Petroserve USA, helping America feel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, $1 off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for $4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On Your Mind. We are brought to you by our friends at Petroserve USA all the time, helping America fuel better. And, of course, every day at Petroserve locations, homemade from scratch, great lunch specials. We run through them all the time. I always like to say, first of all, too, if you like the Old Trapper, the big bag of Old Trapper beef sticks, month of December, $10.99 for the big bag. All right, that's going on. And every time you go to any Petroserve, you can always take advantage of that 4-for-$4 deal. It's a personal pan pizza, whatever's up there. Yeah, hot and fresh, a couple of cookies, and a 20-ounce pop for $4. $4! Not $7.99 for a, you know, bad burger and wilty fries. This is a fresh pizza, a couple of fresh cookies, cold soda, $4, four items, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm surprised you're not picking up on my,
I was.
So good.
I was.
What movie is it? So good. These potatoes.
Stop that!
They're so...
What about Bob?
Yes!
One of my favorite movies. Will you stop that?
Dr. Marvin!
Dr. Leo Marvin! I can't go buy that movie if I see it. I'm not watch it.
Oh, that is what I'm sailing.
That and Groundhog Day.
Welcome back to, where are we now? What's on your mind? Yeah, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Number to call into the show. We're going to get to your calls. Thank you so much for sticking around. We've had an incredible show hearing from you because you are the show. 800-228-0550. Just grab your phone, dial 800-228-0550. If you're just joining us earlier in the show, I shared with you a clip, and this is not a joke. This actually came out of his mouth. St. Fauci said that if you're going to have family over for Christmas, that you should require them to share with you a vaccination card. So let's go to Creighton in Huron, South Dakota. Creighton, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We have a very big family, and we usually have about 20 people at Christmas. And we're getting ahead of this administration deal. So what we're doing this Christmas, and I sent out a memo to all the family, and what we want everybody to do this year is when you come to the door, number one, you need to present your driver's license or something to, you know who you are.
Yeah, very good.
And then we want you to show your vaccination cards. But we've had to take it a step farther this year because of what we see in the future with this Biden administration. So we're requiring this year a document from Ancestry.com.
Well done. Well done.
So anyway,
I'm picking up on the sarcasm.
we need that, but then we have to take it just a step further than that, and that's that we're going to require a DNA profile that shows that you're actually part of the family.
And crazy. I love what you're doing, but, you know, the one thing that I'm considering doing is I was going to hire a bouncer at the front door.
Great idea.
You know, people might get a little unruly.
Good.
Yeah, like if I had a bouncer there, then it's just anyone gets out of hand, just, hey, bouncer, get him out.
I never thought of that. Just have maybe a police officer that's off duty that could, check ID.
Well, there you go.
I don't want to have to buy one of those blue light things. A bouncer's just going to have that as part of their services so they can check to, you know, make sure their ID is not a fake ID, right?
Make sure they have a mask.
Find
somebody who's got one of those classic cars, classic police cars, like, you know, Barney Fife or whatever he used to drive. Have that parked out front with the light going.
You know, if you'll bear with me for just one second, Lake Preston, South Dakota, when you drive through there, they have one of those old 50s police cars that's been parked off the side of the road and never, ever runs, but it just sits there to make people, slow down.
Yep. There you go.
But one more thing is that we're really... I'm really a little worried, you know. I've got three kids and stuff, and after we present the Ancestry.com and then the DNA deals, the thing that really kind of scares me a little bit is I might find out that one of my kids isn't mine.
Oh! Yikes!
Hey, Craig, we'll have dogs for that, all right?
You need a cardboard cutout of Maury Povich. You are not the father.
Exactly.
I hope I don't have to do that. But like I say, that's the thing that I'm a little worried about. Is Uncle Irving really My Uncle Irving.
Exactly. Hey, Creighton, that was genius. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it very much. You know, it was beautiful. Because now we've got the Christmas checklist. In fact, guys, we should just make the Fauci Christmas checklist where you've got vaccination card checked, bouncer check. We've got to have the dogs to sniff out the COVID, right?
Doorman. Grandma might be a little triggered by a bouncer.
Hey, you know? If grandma can't handle being triggered, then she shouldn't be there.
Sure, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Grandma,
she's a tough old broad. She can handle it.
I mean, you know, you understand this is COVID, right?
There's that. Yeah.
I mean, you're really going to be worried about. Wait, you're going to be worried about grandma's feelings over COVID?
I just got to be safe.
Wow.
I mean, you don't want to trigger grandma.
Hey, I'm with you. That's how callous some people are becoming right now. They're like, hey, this is COVID. Like,
grandma's tough. She may have gotten run over by a reindeer, but she walked away. I mean, it's not.
You know, in all seriousness, and what Creighton said, it's mind-boggling to think that there are some people out there.
Yes, they're going to do this.
You're going to cancel their Christmas because someone isn't vaccinated or they're completely 100% bought into all of this.
Let me be clear. No one here is minimizing COVID.
No, COVID is real.
COVID is a challenge. There's certain people out there, hey, if you've got certain comorbidity issues, absolutely do what your doctor tells you to do. If that's get the shot. If you've got to stay away from, like, I understand that. And again, I would hope that if your family and you're talking about having this Christmas gathering, you can have these conversations about, hey, you know, how do you feel about coming? I know you've got, like, I know you. You've got some comorbidity issues. But this idea of requiring people to show me your vaccination papers for a family gathering is just.
Come on.
I know that sounds ludicrous, but we just had the highest paid federal employee in the entire nation suggest that on TV. Come on, man.
Your guy said it.
Hey, Kevin, remember, it works.
Oh, yeah.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, heck.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get some more phone calls here. Clint and Dana, how much time do we have, guys, since I'm new to this show?
We are getting ready to go to break right
now. Okay, I want to address something real quick. Clint and Dana, stay with us. We will get to your phone calls
you're up first.
When we come back, so thank you. But there was a text that came in that said this, Chris, you say people should have a choice to get vaccinated, wear a mask, social distance, etc. But on your show, you make fun and laugh at people who do that. Please explain. I don't do that. These people just make things up. I've always said, if you want to have a choice, I just said it just now. Like, if you want to have a choice to get vaccinated, wear a mask, whatever it is, do what you want to do. Yes, we are going to call out as we started the show. If they're going to sit there while they're inside of a place, when everybody's vaccinated and every politician's going to have a mask on, even when they're 6 feet away, just to sort of continue with this storyline, if you will, or what would you want to call it, Kevin? You had the right word for it.
The narrative.
See, my brain works sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. But the narrative, like, yeah, obviously we're gonna open your eyes to that. And if you are okay with that narrative, again, that's your choice. Stick around. Much more coming up right after this.
We know they work.
So what's on your mind? Be right back.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What's on your mind, boy? I don't know. Is there a
beginning to look a lot?
Is there a better Christmas voice than that?
How about this one?
Turn his mic. Hey, did you know that the oil and gas, natural gas industry in North Dakota touches every corner of the state? It's absolutely fact. You learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities. Also brought to you by our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and the team at Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. They have got land auctions going all over the region, from Norman County, Minnesota, to Sussman County, to Bottineau County, north, south, east, west. Go to Pfeiffer's, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Check out the complete inventory, auctions, dozens of other land and equipment auctions going on, and they're adding more every day at Pfeiffer's.com. P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Kevin and the team will get it done for you. We're having no fun here on What's on Your Mind with Chris Berg sitting. And you're back tomorrow, too. You're coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun tomorrow again, right, because then. You want to know why?
Why? Because we can.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There you go.
I love Kevin Pfeiffer. So, yeah, if you are looking for some land, check out Kevin Pfeiffer. He will do you a great job. I want to remind you, we've got tickets here for the Bison men's basketball game tomorrow night. If you want those tickets, just call into the show. It's 800-228-0550. Or if you just want to talk to us about what's on your mind, grab your phone right now. Dial 800-228-0550. There's a Bison game tomorrow night against CSU Northridge. We've got some courtside seats as well as some others as well. So they're yours if you want them. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of great stuff and ideas and suggestions, as always, from our genius audience. Dana, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Good. You're
doing great. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I got a comment and a question. That last caller, I got to thank you, buddy. I needed that. Don't forget to jab a Q-tip up each other's nose so you can give each other a shot of whatever you need to cure what you got. Dr. Who would be proud of you.
Yeah, right.
It seems like the more the people say they don't want the mandate, the more the government tries to sneak it in another way, you know, their little fines and whatever. But we'll just let that play out. I see they passed that today, but it won't get voted on until June about not making it legal for smaller businesses. And then my question is this. On Monday I was on, and Scott said that looking for solutions and things that are right under their nose. So Tuesday I went on the cafe with Todd, and I laid out an idea how to change our system. And I've asked Kevin Cramer to meet me on Scott's show to hear it. Since 2018 I did, and then a year or so later I did again. And I was wondering if you could get that show from the cafe and forward it out to my federal representatives so I can get some feedback from them on what they think of what they heard there.
Posted at KFYR.com and on iHeart.
Pardon?
It's already posted at KFYR.com and on iHeart, so it's
cool.
Right, so there for everybody.
Find out what Kevin and John and Kelly think about it, and if they got any questions, meet with me. I'm game whenever they are.
Dana, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And
that time Jim was talking about, Flagpole guy?
Yep.
That's called the spirit of 76, buddy. We've had guys blind trust for the last 50 years.
You know what else is the spirit of 76? We will not comply. Thank you very much, Dana. We appreciate it. Let's go to Clint in Bismarck. He wants to talk about Cocaine Mitch. Did Cocaine Mitch fold last night or not? Let's see what Clint from Bismarck has to say. Clint, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The turtle.
Well, I sure don't hear much about that on any of the news networks. And there is this station, this program, loves to carry water for Republicans. We heard Kevin Cramer make numerous excuses for Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell both. And so I just wanted to bring that up, that Mitch McConnell, he's all for all of these infrastructure bills and everything else, whatever they want to call them. It's all garbage. And as far as Kevin McCarthy goes, he was part of the group that voted for H.R. 550, and that is the Immunization Information System Data Modernization and Expansion. So thank you to our Republican Party, and guys, keep carrying a water for them, because it will never change until we unseat and replace them.
Have yes.
They may have thought it was a resolution for K-Fire Radio, actually, since it's 550. Maybe that was the problem.
Well, there's some more to that 550 bill that I saw, and there's some misrepresentation of all the data. But I do want to get to this, Clint, because do you remember back in, it was like October, September of 2020, and they were talking about the $2,000 stimulus to get out to people, because that's when we were in the thick of the COVID and the Trump administration. Yep. And do you remember that? Does that ring a bell, Clint? Yeah.
Yeah. Remember
Who didn't allow that to happen? Do you remember who didn't allow the $2,000, the free money to go out? And I'd say free with, obviously, I don't mean that, but do you remember who stopped that?
Burber McCarl.
Yeah, exactly. Now, why would he do that?
Because he was anti-Trump.
Thank you.
Establishment.
Thank
you. And one other quick thing, those containers in those shipping ports that the Chinese can easily have missiles set up and ready to go on, Mitch McConnell and his wife are part of the shipping industry of China. So that's the Republican Party of today in action.
That's
they need to be replaced. Yep.
Clint, thank you very much. And again, I say it, and because he made fun of himself with it. I mean, Mitch McConnell, when he was dubbed Cocaine Mitch, he had shirts, he was raising money off it. So it's out of, you know, having fun with him. And I think it's really, really important. If you go back to that time, right around the presidential election, and there was an opportunity right there for Mitch McConnell to say, hey, you know what? We're going to do what we know is going to obviously help with votes, right? Because if you start giving away money, that typically helps with votes. People were so in a lot of hurt, didn't know exactly what was going on with all the COVID situation, and it would have been very easy for Mitch McConnell. Look, he just said a few months ago he's not going to do anything with the debt ceiling, right? We can't do this. It's irresponsible. He blasted Democrats, and then what does he do last night? He sets it up so they can actually raise the debt ceiling with only pretty much Democrat votes.
He's got to go.
He thinks he's playing chess. He may be to a certain extent, because he knows that right now things are so bad for the Biden administration. He's like, look, I just can't get in the way, right? I just can't get in the way. His thought process is, if I don't raise the debt ceiling, we shut down the government, the left-wing mainstream media is going to beat up Republicans and beat them up. And they're afraid of that because they don't know how to fight back.
You know, I look at guys like McConnell and, you know, the rhinos that they talk about, and I was like, boy, we could get rid of them, get them out. What's behind them? You know, do we really know what's behind them? And then that's the thing. It's like, well, you might want to dance with the one you brought to the
situation.
But I agree with that, with this situation.
Yeah, I mean, look,
overall, guys like McConnell and Schumer, I mean, all, both sides of the aisle, these career, lifelong, decades-long swamp dwellers have got to go.
That's my ultimate opinion. That's what I'm saying. They gotta go. You can't be there forever. Let's get some more phone calls. Number to call in, 800. Just grab your phone. You're going to dial 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. It's open phone, so whatever's on your mind, that's what we call this. What's on your mind? Radio Mike from Cass County, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah. Sounds like some heated discussion there. Would it be inappropriate to just say a few words about Bob Dole?
Please, this is your show. Go for it.
Okay. Well, listen, back in the early 80s, I was deeply involved in sugar legislation for our Sugar Valley here. And not many people knew at that time that we were sitting on the precipice of absolute ruin. We had to compete against dump sugar, 2, 3, 4 cents selling prices that were just flowing into our country and from very cheap sources. And during the reign of Ronald Reagan, the great free trader, our challenge was to pass legislation that had all kinds of non-free trade issues like quotas and fees and duties and talk about an uphill battle. At that time, Bob Dole was chairman of the Ag Committee. And his counterpart, a Democrat, was the chairman of the Ag Committee in the House, Kika de la Garza. So swimming terribly upstream, Bob Dole saw to it that we got the first entry of sugar into the Farm Bill, upon which we built our economy here. We're Sugar Valley USA. That means $3 billion in economic impact and 30,000 jobs. And without the help of that fine man, we wouldn't have got it done.
Mike, thank you. That was a fascinating and good-to-know history in regard to that. I did not know that.
I learn something every day from our listeners in this program.
Mike, did we cut you off?
I was a country lobbyist and we were on an airplane going out there. But the other part was him personally. You would be in a room with him. We would visit in his office, and you'd think you were the center of the world. He made you feel so important. And he sincerely listened to your issues. And he had that bad arm of his. And it's a subtle thing, but if you watch him, in his right hand, he would always carry a pair of glasses.
Or a pen.
And then he would extend his left hand because that one worked.
Yeah, he always had something in his right hand because he didn't want to have to.
Did not.
Yeah.
Mike,
people would reach out with the right hand, you know. But
right.
I guess my point is, everybody in this valley can thank Bob Dole, and if anybody deserved to be in a state, laying in state, it should be Bob. He was a good Kansas farm boy that understood, and he took care of us here.
Thank you very much. Boy, Mike, speaking of Kansas,
Mike, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You're welcome.
Talking Bob, but yeah. I knew you were doing. It's all good, brother.
No, you want to know where I was, don't you?
Yeah, where?
I'm sailing.
What about Bob?
Was my issue. So, speaking of Kansas, real quick, what time do we have to go to break, guys? Because I want to get to Kit here from Hillsborough. Do we have time to get to Kit?
We got about a minute. Kit and Hillsborough on the unemployment in the back.
Kit, stay with us. We're going to get to your phone call in the last segment. And then speaking about Kansas, there's something interesting happening in Manhattan, Kansas, with a level 4 bio building. Let's just put it that way. That has people concerned. If you haven't heard about it, it is like, what are we doing? Stay with us. Talk about that much more when we come back. 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. If you need a new sleigh, Schwann Buick GMC does have plenty of SUVs and pickups, a great selection of local trades, most of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, and you can save thousands in interest rates because some of the lowest finance rates are available right now. Payments to fit every budget. They may even buy your vehicle outright even if you decide you don't want to trade it in or get a new one or whatever. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Hey, quick reminder for you, too, if you're looking to do, as we head into the weekend, maybe get some Christmas shopping done this weekend, you can save 40% on the MyPillow slippers right now and 50% off. I mean, we're talking a big deal. The 3-inch mattress topper, 50% off on that. The slippers are at 40% off, all with the promo code Scott right now at MyPillow.com. If you go on the homepage, there are radio listener specials. You'll see the square. Click on that. Promo code is Scott. Again, the slippers are 40% off. The topper, 50% off. But across the towels, the sheets, the pillows, all at least 30% off with that Scott promo code. So MyPillow made in the USA, 10-year warranty. It's going to last, 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose on it. Time to start getting that quality sleep. I love my pillow, my slippers, my towels or sheets. And I'm yet to have the robe, but that may be on the list.
Listening to you, Kev, I got to share with you guys, both you, one of the and the listener, every single listener is listening right now, like, one of the things I love about doing this show with you guys is that it's like an orchestra, right? Like, you're a little bit of a cello, and Todd, the radio guy, can be a little bit of a bass, and then these callers come in, and it's like, okay, let's put a little jazz in here. It's just like, I just feel like we're running this big orchestra, and it just has this wonderful music for 2.5 hours that you can't get anywhere else. Let's get to your phone.
Kind of that encounter scene in Close Encounters where the spaceship is talking.
I'm sailing. I'm sailing. That's all I know. 800-228-0550.
I sail.
800-228-0550. Kit from Hillsboro, thanks so much for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this or noticed before, but the caller that called in and said that he was fired from his job because he wouldn't take the jab and wasn't getting unemployment, I know a lot of people that are in that boat, and I want to point out that none of these people thus are showing up on the new unemployment filing statistics.
Wow,
so the government is creating the problem. The government's creating the problem by mandating the vaccine, but it's not taking any of the hit for the problem that it's causing because it's denying the unemployment benefits. I want to make sure people are noticing that.
Kit, thank you very much. And I'm telling you, folks, this is why I started the show, and we had all these great phone calls to have this conversation. And I pray every day, and I mean this sincerely. I don't mean this from a standpoint of us, you know, having anarchy in this nation. I mean it from a standpoint of us preserving our freedoms, that it's so critically important that right now you and I come together as a community, come together as people, and just simply let each other know we will not comply. I wanted to read this quote for you earlier in the show, and again, just thank you to all the great callers. And I think it's so important as we wrap up today's show that I leave you with this to think about. Okay, we will not comply, and then many people go, okay, well, that's great, Chris, but then what? Then you got to fight. You got to ask yourself, is freedom worth it? Are you willing to do what it takes to preserve freedom in this nation? Because if you don't, and I'm going to talk about this more on my show today at 4 o'clock, so please be sure and join me, but the incremental encroachment of tyranny, it is centimeter by centimeter that they start to strip you of your rights, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, wait, what? You mean they just were able to jab my kid because they bribed him with pizza?
Death by a million cuts.
So here is, from the one and only, President Ronald Reagan. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, and we're getting close, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. You've got an administration, folks, that stood up on September 9th and literally told the United States of America and the people, called Americans, he said, hey, this mandate, this isn't about personal choice and freedom. Excuse me, have you read our birth certificate? Have you read the nation's birth certificate, oh, President of the United States? Because all I know is that when I read my nation's birth certificate, it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These people are crazy.
They are nutso. When you've got the highest paid, when you've got the highest paid federal official in the country telling you that you should require
family,
require
friends,
your family to show you a vaccination card so that you can have a Christmas dinner to celebrate, dude, the greatest physician on the planet in his birth, Jesus Christ.
Think about this, too. I was laughing about this last year because it was the same garbage. It was the same. Remember last year, Thanksgiving?
But we didn't have all the vaccines last
year. Thing. Yeah, but it was the same thing. And I'm thinking, even last year, vaccine or not, whatever. Who are you to tell me who I can barbecue with or have over from my house?
But this is what I'm saying. Remember in Minnesota, they limited you to a certain number of people. I'm saying, do not comply. And then you've got people in Canada that snitch. You can actually snitch on your boy, and it costs people like $10,000.
I haven't listened to any of them since the beginning of this. Not while.
Ignorance is bliss.
Talk away. And if you snitch and end up being wrong, is there a penalty then? Do you go to jail or get fined or anything?
I don't know. Do you have your Ancestry.com card?
Will not comply.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks, Chris Berg. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. And, Scotty, be safe and travel well in New York. They're up seeing Ellis Island right now. I think we're going to check in with him again tomorrow during the program. So thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out for What's On Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lemoore County, 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stetsman County, 480 acres of notable cropland in Botno, 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Morton and Oliver Counties, and 850 acres of crop and exceptional hunting land in Stark County, North Dakota, and 173 acres of excellent cropland in Norman County, Minnesota. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.